right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Of course, brought to you by Universal Solar. Dale Earnhardt Jr. is okay. So is his family.
Man.
They were on a small plane that crashed, caught fire after landing at an airport in Tennessee. Everyone on board was taken to the hospital, but it sounds like no one was seriously injured, thank God. Ewan McGregor, now I don't know if this is something you might be happy about, Morty. He's returning as Obi-Wan Kenobi in a series for Disney Plus streaming service. That's a big get. They are getting some huge things.
Yeah. Well,
on
to get
Disney
him
Plus.
Back is
yeah.
really
yeah.
good.
Yeah, it
considering
is.
They're making a series. So
yeah.
I think a lot of people would be happy.
I agree. I didn't think he even wanted to do this again. So good for him.
Well, what's
man.
He really doing now?
There is a movie he did recently. I can't remember what it was. I have to look it up. But he's good. I mean, he's a good actor.
Yeah.
He's awesome. People, including myself. And you know what? I asked Paula Abdul. A lot of people are wondering what happened to Simon Cowell, his face in
yeah.
particular. It looks like now he may have either had some plastic surgery done, but social media users are all over it. Somebody said it looked like his face was swallowing his eye. He looked very different when he arrived on the America's Got Talent red carpet this week.
Mm-hmm.
He says it's his new vegan lifestyle.
Oh, that's well, of course. All,
that's what it is there. Yeah.
Is
so
being a vegan gets you new teeth?
I know, exactly.
It makes new fake teeth?
Really? Wow.
By the way, Paula Abdul, who opened her residency over... What was
Flamingo.
Flamingo.
Yeah.
Just a couple of nights ago, we had her on the phone yesterday.
Oh,
we're going to share some of this conversation
yes.
with you
yeah.
in the next hour.
Maybe she can shed some light on it. You'll
something.
Find out. Yes, definitely. And it is indeed today is the 50th anniversary of Woodstock.
Nice.
Yeah. I posted an article on the couple that was on the cover of the Woodstock album. They are still together. Now, who got the biggest break in their career at Woodstock? Santana. They say they benefited from this like nobody else.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knew on the East Coast. They didn't even know who they were. Hadn't released an album yet, but they were, you know, kind of a favorite, and they did a favor for Bill Graham, who was a promoter.
Right.
And that was in lieu of payment, you know, for his help. He was going to help him out.
Yeah.
So they introduced the song Soul Sacrifice. We'll play some of this in just a bit. Now, keyboardist Greg Raleigh, of course, huge. He and fellow bandmate Neil Schon later went on to form another cool group called Journey.
Right.
Michael Shreve was mm-hmm. Santana's drummer, who went on to play for everyone after that. So it was pretty cool. They did pretty well. Everybody else, whatever. Not so much.
By the way, the drummer you mentioned, only 20 years old.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can't even imagine.
Yeah, they say he was one of the actual youngest people there, which doesn't seem that young now, but
right.
he was one of the youngest people to play there.
Today is the official anniversary.
Yes, it is.
50 yep. years ago.
Yeah. I know.
Amazing.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Hey, listen, 96 days of summer. Keep going on, and we do have that Alaskan cruise for two to give away from Scenic Brewing Company. Your first chance to guess next hour. We're looking for, of course, the street address, city, state, zip. What's in my pocket? If you haven't seen the photo yet, the vacation photo number 3, it's on our website. Just text the word cruise to 702-739-9636. You see the picture, get all the rules, figure out how to play. And who knows, you could end up on an Alaskan cruise for
yes.
two during the 96 days of summer. So make sure you check it out. We'll reveal another piece of the puzzle a little bit later on this morning to help you out. But make sure you look at it. Try and figure out the street address, city, state, zip, and what's in my pocket. Your first chance to guess in the 7 o'clock hour.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.